It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the days since Syria's military crushed rebellious neighborhoods in the city of Homs, thousands of Syrian refugees have headed into neighboring Lebanon. Many say they fled for fear of being slaughtered by government forces. International pressure is building on the regime of Bashar al-Assad over alleged human rights abuses. And yesterday in Washington, D.C., Senator John McCain called for direct military intervention.
The United States should lead an international effort to protect key population centers in Syria, especially in the north, through airstrikes on Assad's forces.
Within Syria, some of the most dramatic scenes from rebel-held neighborhoods have been from makeshift field hospitals, where doctors struggle in grim conditions to provide emergency care. Such scenes have prompted a U.S.-based Syrian doctor to help. NPR's Peter Kenyon met with a doctor near Turkey's border with Syria and has this report.
In a cafe a short drive from the border, a Syrian using the name Abu Hamad is telling his story. He's from Douma, a restive suburb of Damascus. He gestures with his right hand as he describes how his 18-year-old son was killed during a protest. And 2 days after his name was published in the state media, men came to his door and demanded his ID card. Worried, he moved his wife and younger son to a neighbor's and watched as men with rocket-propelled grenades destroyed his house. Abu Hamad appears to be injured, his left hand bandaged. He says he has constant pain in his left shoulder and down his side. He thinks something went wrong with his heart after his son was killed. As medical explanations go, this one sounds a bit odd. But purely by chance, Abu Hamad is about to get some sound medical advice. Out in the parking lot, another car arrives as Abu Hamad is leaving. A tall man with glasses and a trim graying beard steps out, quickly examines Abu Hamad and assures him that the pain in his heart over the loss of his son is probably not what's causing the pain in his side. More likely, it's a herniated disc.
Really, he has the cervical, most likely cervical herniated disc impinging on his left side of his spine. And now he feels better that at least he knows that's not his heart, you know.
Dr. Munzer Yazji is becoming known among Syrian activists who have been bewildered by the lack of international response to their plight. From time to time, he leaves his thriving practice in the Rio Grande Valley in southern Texas to coordinate emergency medical aid for Syria. He's a big part of the U.S. branch of the newly formed Union of Syrian Medical Relief Organizations, which includes doctors from France, Britain, Switzerland, Germany, and Italy. As doctors, nurses, and aides inside Syria try to keep people alive in desperate conditions, Yazji says sometimes they succeed because a doctor from the union is on the other end of a phone or internet connection, talking them through a procedure. In hard-hit districts of Homs and other cities, field hospitals have been either targeted or hit by random shelling, activists say. Dr. Yazji says his group is working to address that problem, too, with an innovation used in other remote locations.
And we start building mobile hospitals. And now spread all over Syria. We have about between 30 to 36, you know, of them. And we are equipped really to do surgery. They do the surgery while we are watching them and we give them direction how to do surgeries. Because some of them, like in Bab Amr, they are dentists. But they're doing a great job. They do an unbelievable job.
Even now, some doctors do manage to get out of Syria and receive training and supplies to bring back in. Dr. Noor from Hama can't use her last name out of fears that her family would be punished. She says her career suffered after she began to treat opposition patients, and she's comparatively lucky. She remembers a colleague, Dr. Ibrahim Othman, who was forced to flee from a Hama hospital by the security forces.
The security followed Dr. Othman. He tried to get out of Syria, but he was killed by a sniper as he approached the Turkish border.
Dr. Yazji says the medical professionals working today in Syria are his heroes, as are the volunteers who carry supplies in, some of whom have paid the ultimate price. Yazji says the medical union is expanding so that a doctor can be on call 24 hours a day to support Syrian medics as they undergo a crash course in combat medicine. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, near the Turkey-Syria border.